I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
It's a little after 5 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm at the KAXE studio in Grand Rapids. It's a time when things usually start to quiet down, but not tonight. People are arriving and chatting, bringing food, wine, and books. The Northern Community Radio Book Club is holding their monthly meeting. The club's been together for quite some time, and recently a new group formed in Bemidji that meets at the KBXE studio. Now, I love reading. Books have always played a large role in my life, but reading for me has generally been a solitary, contemplative pastime. I've never attended a book club meeting. I talked with Penny Holcomb, Northern Community Radio's business manager who leads the book club, and asked her to tell me about it.
We meet once a month at KAXE and now KPXE, and the group can range from anywhere to, you know, from 4 or 5 people up to 15 or more people, depending on the book. It's open to the public, it's co-ed group, but the regulars average is about 10 people. We pick our books 3 or 4 months at a time and post them on our list and Facebook, and we have an email list that goes around to keep people updated. And it's a really fun group. A lot of different people will come, and maybe they're here only part of the year, but they'll join us and they'll follow our list during the rest of the time. And other people are here every month, and we do potluck snacks, everybody shares, and they'll find something in the book that they'll bring along the theme of the book. So it's fun. It can be very different from month to month, depending on what the story is and who shows up, and it's a good group of people.
So what book are you doing this month?
This month we're reading Eleanor Oliphant Is Completely Fine. It was one of the What We're Reading books that Tammy Bobrowski reviewed last year. It was also, I believe, a New York Times bestseller. It's going to be a good discussion.
So you lead the group. How much of a challenge is that? I mean, does the conversation generally take over itself, or do you have to nudge it along?
I would say, you know, it depends. Sometimes I will ask a question to get people talking, and sometimes we'll go around the table and give everyone a chance to say what they thought. It depends. Sometimes a book that is difficult can lead to very deep discussion, and other times it's just fun and light and people kind of chat back and forth, and then we also talk about other books. So it depends on the topic.
Do you ever lead it when you haven't actually read the book?
I would say maybe once that I did not read the book, or I started it and didn't finish it because I couldn't, or I didn't care for it. Most of the time I will finish it just to say that I read it, and I want to be able to talk about it with the group. Most of the time I do find something in the book that makes me walk away thinking, I'm glad I read that. Maybe I can think of one time that I thought, no, I wish I hadn't read that. And we kind of adopted that philosophy that if it's a bad book, you don't have to read it. I mean, there are bad books, and some people say that there aren't, but life's too short to read a bad book, yeah.
So what's been your most pleasant surprise on a book? One you didn't expect to like that you did, or one you liked really well?
There have been a couple. We try to look for things that maybe stretch us a little. We've read several of the Man Booker Prize winners, and The Luminaries was one. It was a long book and a very intricate story, and all of us had a hard time getting through it, but it was interesting, and that was one I was glad I read that I probably wouldn't have picked up otherwise for the book club. There have been some other ones that weren't in like a genre that I would normally pick up, but I've found as part of the book club that I really like historical fiction, and that's something that I didn't know about myself before, so.
I stayed for the meeting.
So we're reading Michelle Obama Becoming. What do you guys think?
I liked her style.
Yeah, I thought she was very good. Right.
Did anybody else listen to that?
I listened to it.
I listened and read it.
Does she read it?
She does.
Oh, yeah. She
reads it herself.
Yes. Oh, that's a treat.
She does have an eloquent.
I went through it the second time because I wanted to hear her read it.
to her observational skills and just being able to communicate the little things that were happening to her throughout her childhood and into adult.
Did she keep a diary? I can't remember.
Yes.
On and off.
Yeah, not.
Yeah, I think kind of sporadic.
Not religiously,
okay,
but
yeah.
For a while in college, I think she did, and then after they were in the White House, she
really enjoyed just the back behind the scenes of the White House. Mm-hmm. I love that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, who would think it was going to be such a hassle to have a cup of coffee on the front porch? So much of a hassle that you don't even do it. You know, all these things that you think would be so fun to do.
Or just to open a window.
To hear the voice outside.
It's your room, yeah.
So
or when they snuck up to see that rainbow.
Yes,
yeah.
Then that was cool.
I was impressed that she wrote the book. Because a lot of political books, you have a ghostwriter or someone that they write it with.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just impressed that she wrote it.
I like the insight into their relationship and just how much she cared about her family. And that large extended family she had in Chicago.
Yeah. The conversation continued on for more than an hour and was lively, entertaining, and mostly non-political. The Northern Community Radio Book Club meets at 5:30 the second Wednesday of each month in Grand Rapids and the first Wednesday of the month at the KBXE studio in Bemidji. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.